no place to escape to.
This is the Lost Podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
From your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
The happiest season of all.
Yes, it is. Joyous times.
The joy is in the air. Is that joy in the air? No, it's a fucking virus.
No, it's joy. It's Henry Zebrowski.
It is a fucking virus. Joy is not in the air.
Wow. Okay, Krampus. You're somehow a grumpier Krampus. Well, then I'm going to put my Santa cap on and say, have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
You just went into talking, Santa. Absolutely. You didn't even sing the song.
Well, Santa is freaking old.
You know what would give me some joy is if you did do a heartfelt attempt to sing that song.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's the best time of the year.
Okay.
You can go to Walmart's bathroom.
Yep, you can.
And take yourself a dump.
That's
pretty good.
I actually kind of felt the stirrings.
Yes.
And there's sugar plum fairies.
There's nothing better than taking a solid dump in a Walmart bathroom. So do that if you can on Christmas. Anyway, this is Side Stories Special Edition, aka not as good.
No. Nope.
That's Henry. I'm Ben. We're going to cover three stories. We're not doing Hero of the Week. We're not doing letters.
We're just super off right now.
This is us on vacation.
We're on vacation right now, but we decided that we wanted to talk. Like, we wanted to talk a little bit more. We know we all need a little bit more of a distraction during this time period. And get distracted by two fat, easily killable morons whose jobs are to flap their gums for a living. It's easy to do.
I can't wait until we're cast as the USA podcast, where we go entertain the troops in whatever land we have our new war in, because it's coming fast and it's coming soon.
Man, so many new wars. I can't believe I was waiting for Black Friday to start purchasing my new wars, but now that they're out there, we're going to have so many sales on weapons.
So many sales on weapons.
Man,
hopefully this helps you escape from your family drama. If you're going through any of that right now, hang in there, stay and stay with it, because God knows this holiday can, especially this year, can lead to screaming arguments with the accoutrements of joy, which I think that's why Christmas is so difficult, because it's like, I'm a smiley snowman. And it's like, what do you mean you're gay? Like,
Oh yeah, buddy. I feel it deep down inside. I feel the sound of like ding, 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 and then the sound of just racking guns. But we do want to bring a little cheer to this time period.
Absolutely.
Why not? Why not even give it a fucking shot and try to give it a cheer? Because I do think that there are some people and some podcasters and some broadcasters, because we're broadcasters, they don't understand the power of their words like we do. And the power of the word, and I'm going to use this word right now, first of all, to heal the country. I want to use this. I'm going to say a word. Okay. I'm going to imbue it with joy and holly and berries and elfin mischief. Cunt. I don't know.
You really nailed it.
Feeling like Santa Claus. More and more every day, man.
Good job, buddy.
Well, I don't know. It's the wool.
I don't know if that's appropriate.
I'm wearing longer underwear.
Okay. Well,
this new underwear. No, we're getting into this. We don't want to fucking talk about this. Also, speaking of fucking Black Friday remorse, I love my Tommy John's, right? I do. We don't even work for Tommy John's anymore.
No,
but
I do like Tommy John's.
But the thing is, they changed the formula. They changed
like
the formula.
Taco Bell did.
I did. I love the fabric of a Tommy John's, but I went and I got my boxer briefs, right? I got them on clearance. I got a nice sale on them because of Black Friday. Man, the legs in these, they're going down to my fucking ankles, dude.
They're not making
these boxer briefs longer and longer and longer. I feel like a goddamn, I'm a prospector.
You're mid-30s and you do have the body of a prospector, and I think you would find the most amount of gold, but then you would also get robbed.
Mm-hmm.
For the most amount of gold, because they would just be like, thank God you did all the work, little Polish. Now,
I don't understand why all these bandits keep following me into the fields. What? Oh, I guess it's because if you push me over a rock, I got the body of a woman.
Oh, did you know, by the way, speaking of Polish people, that the video game Cyberpunk 2077, it's a Polish company. Travis Morningstar turned me on to that idea.
Unbelievable.
As if the Polish needed more, which yes. is why they focus so much on the dick.
This is revenge. What's happening with Cyberpunk fucking 2077 is Polish revenge. And you know why it's Polish revenge? Because it only hurts the company that delivered it.
All right. Well, maybe you're just shrinking, Henry. Is it possible with the Tommy Johns? Because you are in your mid-30s now. You are going to start condensing in size, perhaps.
Well, you're not doing the thing. You're not doing the quarantine thing where you mark your height on the wall.
I am marking a different kind of distance by how much my stomach scrapes the bathroom door because it's kind of tiny as I exit. Again, 2021 is a different year, and we are going to be in shape because we're going to be moving around like human beings were meant to do. All right. Well, let's start. Do you want to start? Can we start with this Instagram story anyway?
Yeah, this is wild.
So this is a story. This is a New York Post story because it's Christmas time, and God knows the Post always delivers nothing but perfect gifts.
Oh, God.
The title is Wannabe Instagram Star, which really that's going to hurt her feelings more than anything.
Yes.
Wannabe Instagram Star allegedly ripped mom's heart out in a shocking murder.
What's so shocking about it?
Freaking the heart being ripped
out of a mother. What's so shocking about it? I've heard it before.
I have not heard of this before unless it's Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Anna Lakovic, 21 years old from Moldova.
Wow. She's a young Moldova is one of those countries where it's like it is half human traffickers and half fucking like weird esoteric Eastern European pastry bakers.
She's a young medical student and wannabe, again, Instagram. They continue because the New York Post is just so petty.
Yeah, just poke.
She's a med school student. Apparently, she grabbed a kitchen knife. She stabbed her mother. Her mom remained alive during the attack. And at that point, the crazed daughter carved up her dying mom's innards. Lekovok is suspected of a terrible crime. This is according to a name that I cannot pronounce, but it's a newspaper. They reported, quote, she stabbed her mother with a knife and then cut out the heart of a living woman. It added,
she was vaguely attractive. I'm looking at pictures of her. I mean,
and that's what matters the most. That's what matters. Honestly, on Instagram.
Yes, on Instagram. I mean, that's what I mean in terms of wannabe influencer. Yeah. She's definitely a wannabe influencer because she didn't have the numbers.
Well, she had 9,400 followers. And if you are out there and you want to be an Instagram influencer, you got 9,000 followers. That is what we call, though, that's a good start.
It's a start.
Honestly, though, how many comedians we know that would die for 9,000 Instagram followers?
Oh, they would not die. They would fucking cut their mother's hearts out. They would literally do the same crime in order to get 9,000 followers. I'm just saying, if your goal is to be an influencer, though, you're looking at, and I am not even shitting you right now, unless you got some good ones. I mean, I'm talking about up front and in back, or if you got a good, you got to have a hook, you have to have some kind of gimmick. You're looking at, you need at least 500,000 to at least make even a dent in an ad deal. Like, there's a lot in there. Like, you really have to, unless you're notorious, like Jodi Arias, if she moved to Instagram, she probably could do a lot of damage. Like,
well, you can't show buttholes on Instagram. You can't show the butthole, and that's her prime possession.
Oh, you could put a little elf face over the butthole. Being like, oh, Santa sucked something extra special in this year's stocking.
Oh, my goodness. What is that? Oh, it's a dead body. Well, apparently, apparently she got really mad because her mom found out she was using drugs. And then her mom was like, you got to go to treatment. And she's like, I don't want to go to treatment.
I want to go to treatment.
And this is according to the family. They say it was a good family. This is like friends and relatives. They say it was a good family. They say she loved her daughter so much and she spent so much time with her. It took 2 hours for the police to tell me that she was the main suspect. I could not even imagine this. Nobody saw it coming. Although at some point, I don't know, like, how did we get here? That's a good question. Don't you have to ramp up before you stab your mom?
It seems to be a crime of passion, and in the moment, it also seems to be she's probably capable of a lot of different types of ultraviolence. Yeah. And this was, she might have been lightly, who knows, physically abusive. I like to find out from the boyfriend, because she apparently murdered her mother in the spree, in the rage, stabbed her so many times, she opened a hole in her chest, ripped open the ribs, pulled out her heart and her innards, but then took a shower and went to her boyfriend's house. And honestly, that boyfriend is one of the luckiest men in Moldova. It's even luckier than when the court jester of the king of Moldova manages to get a nice sandwich on the way to the king's, like, before they have lunch.
Absolutely. And that court jester may just become the king one day. Isn't that interesting?
But so I wonder, because it was a good thing about this, because there are other stories that it's kind of, I mean, vaguely similar to. You have like the Chris Watts story.
Oh my
God. You have like people, things that come out of nowhere. They're not abusive in any way, shape, or form, but just one day, just blam, just explodes. Where, well, she took her frustration out on the new Instagram format. And I'm going to blame Instagram. Maybe it's Instagram because it's just a shopping app now.
Well, that is true. And by the way, Henry, we said we were going to bring cheer, and so far you have brought up a series of bad things that are not cheering.
Wait, I'm like, supposed to, oh, this reminds me of that funny time that one girl decapitated a woman at the ski slope.
At like, the ski slope, that's right.
Yeah, the ski slope. Ski slopes are fun because they go down.
But you are right about Instagram. My God, haven't those ads picked up? And for some reason, I follow steak videos on Instagram.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they're saying sensitive content over the steak videos, like it's somebody being beheaded, but it's just a steak. And the guy is like, I don't know what's happening to my content. Instagram is all mad at me, and it's just meat. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So
yeah,
Instagram,
I follow the sausages account I follow are all still fully operational.
I just finally liked a social media platform, and it was Instagram. And now I don't know where, you know where I have to go? We have to go to, like, what's our version of Parler, where it's a bunch of Republican idiots? What's our version of it that we can have? Like,
maybe a place just called like Butter, like Buttr, and it's something. It's about. It's got to be about people who need elastic pants.
I love that. I
but
love
the problem
that
is you're going to get a lot of the Parler audience.
That's very true.
It's going to be a lot of bleed over. And now Parler is getting really, really upset about the quote unquote, like, liberals going on Parler and executing their free speech. And then they get they get banned and shit. Oh. That's a fun. It's a very fun mess over there.
My God, isn't that fun? The cyber war. Do you think it's the Russians? Oh, no. It is people on Parler and people on Instagram saying, I don't want to see that god dang meat.
I can't wait will say, for that goddamn solar flare, man.
If you are having a bad time with your family, don't forget you're doing better than Anna's family, because she carved her mom out and she took her heart out, and now her mom has passed away, and she's going to spend, I don't know what the punishment is in Moldova. She might get more years because she didn't eat the heart, and they're like,
wasted the food. So I'm pretty certain that she probably has to go to like some kind of rock breaking prison. Like I assume there's a lot of like quarries that do need to be worked.
Do they?
I don't know. The
is there a rock that's not cracked in North Korea right now? Because they have so many. I was just watching, you know, they cracked down on booze in North Korea recently. No more booze. They can't even drink anymore.
Jesus Christ. Honestly, you got to give them something. They got to have something. But you also, if you're having a problem at home, you know what also this story really serves as a good thing to just print out and mail to your parents. And be like, maybe, do you want me coming home?
That's a good
idea. Do you want me coming home? Because how many times you've told me my artistic career is a phase?
And there is something about printing it out and sending it via snail mail.
Scary.
That really sends a message. Yeah, you can tweet it to him, text it to him. Oh, who? Okay, wow. Ben's. Thanks for the text, Ben. This is the first time in 8 months. Thanks, Dad. No problem. But you send it snail mail.
Scary. It's a message.
Well, speaking of scary and families, we got to talk about this story with all the porno, Henry.
This is what a win. This is a win for young men across
the world.
He's not world.
That young. How he's old actually is he? 42.
What
he's
a young 42. Boy. A young boy needs to be allowed to express himself.
Oh, God. Sexually. All right. So this is the Daily Mail headline. It said, disgruntled American divorcee.
All right, so this is a divorcee. I want to get into These details. 42.
He won a lawsuit against his parents because his parents threw away, quote, his disturbing collection of 2,000 porn tapes. He says it was worth 25 grand. And I gotta say, I don't know, 2,000 tapes? I think it's not the most.
No.
It's not the most. And I don't know. You know, I think it was more of a, I think it was more of his parents being upset that he was there at all, let alone there bringing in porn. He's 42. He had to move back in with his parents
after a divorce in 2016. You could blame the fucking economy for that. That's why he's moving back in with his fucking parents.
Also, dude, you know what? You make a great point. If I'm his parents, I'm not throwing away his porn. I'm selling it.
Sell if it's worth the porn.
25 grand, I'll be like, no, you're not coming into the house. You're actually going to sell that porno. And with that money, sell half of the porno. And then you have $12,000. Go get an apartment. Do you need 2,000 pornos? Maybe 1,000 should do.
But I just wonder what was so irreplaceable about it. He said that this was a collection of often irreplaceable items and property. I don't know what that even means. Does that just mean caked over pocket pussies? And he's like, I finally got the curve.
Well, okay.
I made an unnatural curve to Ariana Grande's pussy. I don't think they sell Ariana Grande's pussy.
Well, you're not
for a fleshlight.
You're not too far off. So he brought his stash with him. He said he stayed with his parents for 10 months. But when he moved out, he didn't bring his porno with him, which he should have. But now this is where it gets a little bit nasty. The parents claimed that some of it included child porn, that he had an affection and that he had an addiction, and that his attitude towards women was, quote, disturbing.
Maybe that's why he got divorced.
Yeah.
It does sound like his pornography was his closest family.
I wasn't aware of the child porn accusation.
No, is there child porn? But how do you win the case?
No.
Wait a second. There can't be.
I don't know.
What?
According to the Daily Mail, working his ass them for his 12 boxes.
They just said, all right, no, this comes from the parents' perspective. The parents had said that they told their son when he moved that he could not bring pornography into their home or it would be destroyed. They said they gave him a warning. They also contended he had abandoned the property and said he could have mitigated his losses by removing it himself.
That is true.
The judge said the parents would not allow him back, and then they said that they would not ship his property to him. The parents had kept some of the materials, what he said described as the worst of the worst, in a safety deposit box, concerned it could be illegal. Ottawa Sheriff's Department reviewed the materials and found no evidence of child pornography. They are just talking about gape stuff.
They are
talking about stuff that, like, you're like, even my mom could, up to a point, find even some level of hardcore pornography, right? Like some level of dick and pussy, dick and ass pornography that she could at least be like, oh, this is at least the sign of a healthy young man.
With the bush hair, yeah.
Yeah, but if it's like one of those where you got a prickly pear just like jammed up a dude's asshole who's dressed as fucking George Washington and he's got car batteries up to his nipples and his fucking his penis is fucking gauged, like it's got the fucking like rings on it so you can see it all swollen and jacked up. Like you could see how this elderly couple from Ottawa, Michigan, not having seen this shit ever before, just go like, oh my God, this is the deep state.
I gotta say,
this is the deep state.
As I continue research, doing the heavy research that we're doing this week on this story, I'm beginning to think the parents maybe were right, because the dude brought 12 boxes of porno with him.
I mean, it's a lot of fucking pornography to hold on to.
It's because 12 all of this boxes. Shit,
honestly, all of this shit should have just been on a hard drive.
Yes. So 12 boxes of porno. He also had some sex toys. He had a black comforter. And he had a tambourine. So I don't know what's going on, but evidently he got all of that back.
What's the tambourine used for? Is it for the musical break?
I don't even want to know.
That's hilarious.
So he said, I want my tambourine, my black comforter, and my sex toys, and my 12 boxes of porn back. And they said we threw it away.
My tambourine, first of all. I want my commemorative Rush tambourine. I must have that because it reminds me of the 25th anniversary tour for Rush, where I brought it in order to play along with Neil Peart. Yeah, and I call him Neil Peart. And also, I want my black comforter back because it's special to me. Because it's the first time I busted it to Sasha Gray. I was wrapped in that comforter and I was sitting in a parking lot.
Yeah, the cum is probably still on it. What's so funny, you talk about how, you know, the parents' generation, our parents' generation, much more, well, I don't even know what's more conservative or not anymore when it comes to porno and stuff.
But who knows?
My brother used to read Penthouse Forums, my oldest brother, and he would leave them outside of his door or outside of his window because he was by a bush. And my mom found him one day. She called up the Catholic school. He was a senior. She called up the Catholic school, and over the announcement speaker, the secretary said, "Eric Kitzel, please come to the principal's office. Your mother found your stash." And so over, I swear to God.
Oh my God, my poor older brother.
I know my parents are like, "Why are you gay?" It's like, you probably made both of them gay. Because you were like, "Women are bad. Boobies, don't even think about them. What about dicks? You know, men are pretty good if you think about it."
Well, yeah, so then you could just watch sports and jerk off. Exactly. And then you don't know that you're doing covert. You know, you're watching something and everybody else is watching for one reason, but you're watching it for another reason.
That's the joy of professional wrestling. There's a lot of different reasons to watch. So this guy had 400 VHS tapes and 1,600 DVDs. I'm beginning to think...
That's technically, I guess at that point, you could call it a collection. But, you know who has these types of collections? Like John Waters. Right? Sean Waters has this kind of stuff. Famously, Paul Rubens has this kind of stuff. And each one of them gets in trouble at some point for some old thing that they have that depicts like a Swedish farmer and his two young boys, you know, swimming naked next to a stream. You know, like some weird shit.
Well, that could be innocent and wholesome if it's normal.
It depends on what it's next to.
Yeah,
and
that's
how
true.
You're again. How do you look at
How do you look at it? That's a good point. I'm looking at a picture.
But you know what I mean?
Of-
but the reason why they have them is because they are perennial weirdos. That's their jobs. They collect esoteria. They like this shit because it's arcane and weird and speaks towards time periods where this shit was both more covered up and less covered up than ever before, right? Like kind of hearkening back to a distant age. They're both nostalgia junkies too.
You know what my favorite porno would be called? Humans. What can't they do? Humans. What can't they do?
That's
the porno.
I can imagine the levels of depravity that would be in that because it's so innocent and open-ended. It sounds almost medical. Like it sounds like that would be issued from the government to kind of describe human beings. But you know, it's just up being like, "Let us see how far this can be inserted into the woman's vagina."
Oh my goodness.
The pineapple does get past the labia.
Ooh, like, how would it come out though? Oh, that would be bad.
Well, the only way to get it out is slowly.
Yes, absolutely. There's a picture of Beth and Paul. Those are his parents.
Oh my God.
And they look just like nice Midwestern parents.
But the only
don't mind them. This is what the father said. He said, "Frankly, David, I did you a big favor getting rid of all this stuff."
This is all conversations that it should have happened inside of the privacy of their own home, which is hilarious. Because all of this shit is just now on display. I could see if he had 400 VHSs that were all like vintage, but you know what would be a good one? Do you remember when porn was going like a little like mainstream? Do you remember when I believe it was Jesse Jane made Pirates?
Yes, of course. That was the most expensive porno of all time.
And they were really making movies, and they were really, there was a lot of physical media at the time. They were trying to come back and say, look at all of this shit that we're adding to porn. I wonder if that stuff is actually collectible at this point, if it's just like
but
big loads, dumb boys, 1 through 9, like it's not, like you could get that. You mean like there's more of that out there.
But even there's no way there's 1,600 proper, very well financed Hollywood films featuring anal game. Maybe there's one, but I don't know. But you're right. The Girlfriend Experience, starring Sasha Gray, she did a great job in that film. That was sort of a funny time where 2020 was like, what is this sex thing we've been hearing about on the internet? Well, let's go to Hugh Downs. Kids are getting off more than they ever did before. Back in my day, we just had to look at a tree and pretend it had tits.
It's weird because it feels like with the advent of OnlyFans and all this kind of stuff happening right now, but we're still like locked into all of this puritanical thought about this shit at the same time. It is both the most like OnlyFans, I think they said it was like the third most visited website on the internet. This year,
I think porno is number one always. It's a massive drop off to like ESPN.com. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just weird how it's both so mainstream, but still,
you know,
no one wants to talk about it.
I really feel like, as far as I'm concerned, talking about sex should be the same thing as talking about the weather. Because it's like everyone wants to do it. We're all here because of it. We're not here because of an AR-15. We're here because our parents, they got it on. Henry, think about that.
If my mom wanted to tell you her orgasm trip, that's fine. Like if your mom wanted to tell me the most intense pleasure she's ever felt
all I know is giggling.
Ugh.
Shut up. I'm not talking about anymore.
Ugh, that's like,
I'm traumatized as a kid. Ugh. Giggling is the only word that I will say. Shut up. All right. This is what the dad said in an email to his son. His father, Paul, wrote after the kid was like, "Where's my porno?" He says, "I do not possess your pornography. It is gone." He goes on to say, "It has either been destroyed or disposed of. I may well have missed a few items that are now in your possession. But at this point, if you don't have it, it is gone. Ditto for your sex toys and smutty magazines."
Wow.
You're 42, you're going through a divorce. What a nightmare. But you're also obviously you probably needed to be divorced.
I mean, I guess you really needed to, to have a reassess. You need to sit and think about just how much porn you're lugging around. Honestly, again, dude, think about your fucking global footprint.
Have sex with your wife. This is also, I actually do love
when porn gets in the way of you having sex with your partner. It's very, very bad. Like that is where that's the slippery slope. You can't, like, you have to really, you got to save the nut.
I think that I think that's true.
It also makes your mind more alert.
I don't know if that's
true. Actually, it helps my workouts. If I'm a little bit hard, that's the truth. If I'm a little bit hard, I work out better.
So Paul, he goes on to say, and this is why I hear something. This is what the father says. He says, "David, I find your whole attitude toward women to be very disturbing." He says, "Women are not objects for you to masturbate with. They are people created by God, just as you were, and you should be treated with respect and dignity." So I actually think that his parents, they're just good Midwest folks, and they just were probably, I'm happy that they're still alive and they didn't die of a heart attack could have keeled over looking at that much smut.
I will say I think it's got something to do with the fact that he's 42 years old. This is obviously some kind of choke point. This man's in a massive free fall. Because I remember, did you have your room like wiped? My mom did that at least. I did that. I had one big, my mom came in my room when I was a senior in high school because she was certain that I was doing drugs My grades were falling.
You guys were like so good you guys did not do drugs growing up.
I was making movies with my friends. I literally was making art. I was the most innocent, sweet little boy with my boy, Jeff Nitzberg. What's going on, bro? Also, Jeff Nitzberg just designed the logo for Kind of Fun. He's incredibly talented.
And thank you so much, Jeff.
He's an incredible graphic designer, and his fucking company went under in this bullshit. You should hire his fucking ass. Okay. My mom went through, assuming that I was on drugs, ripped through the whole room, took down my Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas poster, took down my Area 51 poster, ripped out all of my drawers, but she found my condoms that my father had given me. And she found them and she's like, "This is disgusting."
That's actually the inappropriate response.
Yes. Because she should have been like, "High five me. We have a couple of fucking BLs. We go get some wings." You know what I mean? Like, that should have been the fucking treatment I got.
Because I was the youngest of three, and my middle brother exhausted my parents. He was a very a turbulent childhood, I would say, that I had because of him in many ways.
Sure.
But by the time that I got to high school, my parents did hands off. They went with the hands off approach.
Yes. So just let him live.
I got to do whatever I wanted to do.
God, you did. That's why you're like, for worse. You have been practicing the divorced man life since you're like 17 years old.
All right. Well, anywho,
this next story, I think is very interesting.
Okay.
This comes from Food and Wine magazine. So it's classy.
It's very classy.
Earlier this month, Good Meat Cultured Chicken was approved for sale in Singapore.
Oh,
and now
nice.
It's headed to its first commercial restaurant. Cultured meat, which is now what they're including. They're calling it cultured meat, which has gone by many names, include lab-grown meat, clean meat, or slaughter-free meat, which actually is very scary, too. The question has not been if, but when. The development of growing animal cells into edible meat has continued, only the timeline was uncertain. Back in 2016, an Israeli company called Supermeat even took a guess, suggesting their lab-grown chicken would be available by July 2021. Turns out they weren't that far off.
No, not at all. And again, I'm actually a massive proponent of this. If we can lower the carbon footprint of the country, all of those things, very good. And it does taste, the Beyond Meat does taste very, very good. But it is kind of trippy when you think about it. But as someone who is also pro stem cell research, I guess we got to be pro science here. And you're like, all right.
I am vaguely pro science about it. I think it's interesting. I do think that we're losing our connection to the why.
Well, we've already.
I've been watching the show alone, right? I'm watching the show alone, where guys have to go out. And I love this show. It's another time filler because we have nothing but time to fill. And so the show is about people get dropped off into the middle of society, the middle of the fucking Arctic. They got to live for as long as they can. There's 10 people in competition, and the last person to make it to the end, like makes it the longest, wins $500,000. But the thing is that watching them get meat is very cathartic and very human and intense because they have to get this meat.
Well, I think that I think that every vegan as well, if they're on alone and they're actually starving, I think that they would eat meat. I think it's more of a statement of like,
they have examples of it.
We have so much. We just have a excessive amount, could argue right now.
Well, because in America, we're obsessed with meat because we are still kind of in the weird 1950s idea of what a meal consists of, which is like cube steak, baked potato, like microwave broccoli kind of shit.
Well, we need to go out and till the fields. So we need to have that big, hearty Jimmy Dean breakfast.
Jimmy Dean breakfast.
We don't just go right to a computer and sit down for 8 hours. We go to the field. We're like, oh my God, the potatoes are going to pick themselves.
Tilling and sowing. But my real life is I lay horizontal for about 6 hours.
Yeah.
I trudge down the stairs. Yeah. I go to the refrigerator. I stand in the kitchen. That's exercise. I get my steps because I'm standing in the kitchen.
Sure.
When I eat standing. And then I come and sit at this desk. And I just sit here.
I used to eat jumping on the trampoline, thinking that it would just immediately dissipate in my stomach. But it mostly just led to me coughing a lot.
That's very scary.
Since 2011, this company, it has raised more than $300 million to date, and it was last valued at $1.2 billion. So this is the future.
Big money.
If they can keep on going with this, I have no problem with it, obviously. From start to finish, the process takes 14 days to create the cultured chicken. And usually it takes a chicken from chick to slaughter 45 days. So it's actually a little bit faster. Whatever.
I wonder how it tastes.
That's the billion-dollar question.
But you know what this means? You know what this begs the question?
What?
Is when, oh when,
do we
start growing that human meat?
Well, aren't they already growing human limbs and stuff?
Oh, yeah. But when do they grow science man meat?
Why would we eat human when we can create different kinds of meats that aren't human? I don't think that human is very tasty.
Well, it tastes very, you know, we've talked about this many times. It tastes very similar to pork. So it's like, well, you should just eat pork, but you do it because of the taboo, Kissel. You do it so that for some people, it's the most sexually gratifying thing that they'll ever do in their life.
I would not want to be them. And by 2030, the cell-based meat market is projected to reach $140 billion. So we should get in it now, and that's why we want to announce right now, last podcast on the left, meatless chicken fingers.
Yep, and we're making them look like human fingers.
Oh, that's meatless human fingers.
That's cool.
There you go. You mix best of both worlds.
That's it.
You feel like you're eating a human, but eating a human. Boom, meatless human fingers.
We're also going to see the advent. I think we're going to see a lot of the curated culture meat. And then I think we're going to see a lot more people eating bugs. Bugs are going to be huge. 2030s, bugs. We're all going to be eating bugs. I mean it. They're going to play this back. Okay. Because they've already been saying this, that because in Africa, that's like one of this new way they're trying to create new ways to feed large amounts of people. And one way to both help the locust infestation problem is to get locusts and turn it essentially into a type of feed that they kind of mill into like a paste.
For humans?
Yeah, and you make them into patties. Like you make it like remember, man, do you remember a good old-fashioned chicken sandwich from elementary school or high school?
Of course.
Remember classic. That disc?
Yeah.
It's that. Whatever.
I don't know. I guess it could have been locust meat and I never would have known.
No clue what it is. So. It's just gray.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, all right, everyone. We hope you're having a great Christmas. We hope you're having a great holiday. What's the name of the pagan holiday that you like to always
Saturnalia.
Say? Saturnalia.
If you're a Satanist,
or
this
Kwanzaa.
Is actually... If you're like me and you're a Satanist, then what's nice about these holidays is that they were all stolen anyway from the pagans. So know that when you have, if you celebrate Christmas and you have a Christmas tree and you have the stockings and you have, you are already celebrating Saturnalia. Like it is all of the trappings of an ancient holiday. And the best part about being a Satanist too is that you don't have to pretend like there's any meaning to the season. You can just get gifts and drink booze.
And of course, Jesus is the reason for the season. So let's never forget that. He is risen.
His name's on the box.
He has risen. He's like bread. Like the bread in your oven right now.
And it's because I have not masturbated today.
Well, maybe if the pagans were eating a little bit more hardcore fiber, a little bit more hardcore protein, they wouldn't have things stolen from them so much. Did you ever think about that?
I do. I do. Because
the Vikings came in the name of the Lord, and they were full of bison meat.
There's a lot of inaccuracies in what you're saying, but the spirit that you have, I appreciate. Because I appreciate you. I do. And I'm going to even say that to you, Kissel, my nemesis slash friend. I appreciate you this
nemesis?
Year. It's the tension. It's this tension that is like, will they fight or will they kiss? Or will they fuck? That keeps the show alive. No, it keeps the show vibrant and real.
I am so happy to learn your thought process on why the show is doing so amazing.
But I appreciate your lack of ability to know how a clock works.
Sure.
I mean, just physically.
I think I actually nailed that. Yeah.
I mean, physically.
I appreciate you appreciating my
do you
abilities.
Appreciate me?
And that is why we're here to tell all of you Merry Christmas. And no, of course, I appreciate you. I love you, Henry. I'm happy that we are getting through 2020.
And again,
we're doing the best we can.
It's a really good time to catch up with people that you have not talked to in a long time.
You never know what a phone call or actually start with the text, because phone calls are actually a little bit jarring.
Yeah, I go on long walks and I make calls and I yell. And the whole neighborhood can hear.
Yeah,
because you have to yell through a mask.
Show me the turkey. I know.
But that's the best part. Then I go fucking buy myself a turkey, dog. I'm having lasagna this year, though.
Are you? You're having lasagna for Christmas?
Oh yeah.
Well, that's not a traditional
and
Christmas.
Lamb.
That's a little bit more traditional because then you're eating God, the Lamb of God. Then you're eating Jesus.
I'll eat his fucking dick and balls all day. But lasagna in our house is very traditional.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense. All right, everyone. Well, hail yourselves. Thank you for listening. Magustalations.
Hail Satan. Let's have a nice year. And make sure, you know what? I'm just going to do a live, laugh, love. Take the three L's, turn them upside down. That's three sevens.
Well, that's not.
Three sevens. That's very lucky. So take your triple L's for one day, flip them over to sevens.
Yes, it is, yeah.
And it's lucky. That's a big winner.
That is a big winner. All right, everyone. Hail yourselves. We'll chat with you soon.
Hail Satan. Man, with so much effort in this episode. Hail me.
Woo!
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.